It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You. The KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show.
234-343-1065.
That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Welcome, and good day. It is a Fab Four Fractious Friday, as always. And today we're going to play a little of Wings' Greatest Hits for you. Fab One, not Fab Four. It'd be a Fab One today. It is February the 23rd. Yes, it's exactly 1 month away from the Kiwanis Kids Expo. We say it's at Ken Folward Park, but it's in front of it. Put it all along Train Road. We're currently at 57 booths, so get ready. It's going to be big this year. Very entertaining for the kids and very knowledgeable for all the parents that come on the 23rd from 10 to 2. So that's a month away. Speak Out 2.0 is live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. And our phone number, you heard it in the intro there, 234-343-1065. You can call in any time you want with a question or a comment. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host for the next hour. And before we get to Barb Zarzicki, just a couple things to tell you about. Tomorrow is the Desert Star Academy Middle School 10th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Car Show. I'll be a judge for the Chili Cook-Off. I'm taking lots of water, ice cold water. Because you know someone that's going to spike their chili and it's going to be so hot. Not from heat, but from ingredients. So I'll have to take some saltine crackers and ice cold water. Kicks off at 8 o'clock tomorrow at Desert Star Academy. Any questions, call 928-770-4523. And then tomorrow night is the Taste of Bullhead. Run for the Roses at the Chamber of Commerce, 6 p.m. I'm going to be there about 10 o'clock tearing it down. Don't wait for me. If you need tickets, you can call the Chamber today, 928-754-4121. And then next week, the Lettermen are in town at the Riverside. They're going to be here on Wednesday in the studio. Again, they're such a fun group of guys. There's only one surviving Letterman who retired like last year, but he's still out there. And he still shows up at their shows when they're in L.A. So that's kind of cool. So they'll be here next Wednesday. All right. As promised, a little of Wings and Mr. Paul McCartney. And as promised, Barb Zarzicki with The Quilt Show. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me, Larry.
Barb Zarzicki is one of those women who retired as a teacher, but never slowed down.
I'm still teaching, too.
And you're teaching at the college, right?
Yeah, I'm still teaching 2 days a week at the college.
Yeah. And then you're on the elementary board.
I'm on the elementary school board.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then you're involved with the Women's Council.
Vice President of Women's Council.
Vice President. Mm-hmm. So you'll be president next year.
No.
You don't want that?
No.
No?
No. Nope. I have no desire. I'm Vice President's fine for me, but at my age, I just don't care to take on the responsibility of a president.
I understand that. But now you do the quilt show.
Yep. I've been involved with the Quilt Guild since I retired from the junior high back in 2012. So about 12 years now with the Quilt Guild and all the shows that we've had since then, every 2 years and that.
And how many, I'm going to say women, because there's probably not any guys in the quilt show, is there?
This year we don't. We've had men before that have hung quilts and stuff, and we used to have a couple guys that were members of the guild.
And they made quilts?
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Okay. In fact, I have a gentleman friend up in the I live where I live in my community,
right.
And he's a quilter, and he does some really beautiful quilts.
Oh, wow.
And stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of the professional quilters. There's quite a few men professional quilters out there.
When my dad retired, he started doing stained glass. Mm-hmm. Had never had an interest in stained glass. And then he started doing woodworking. And he had all these tools, and I have most of them in my garage, but I'm not a tinker like that, you know? I'm not one to do those little – I didn't do models as a kid. I do more community stuff. I got three events going right now.
Yeah.
So I like doing that. So it keeps me busy.
Definitely.
Keeps me out of my wife's hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. So – yeah. And she doesn't miss me during the week.
It's always nice, you know.
Yeah, I'll get a text around 4 o'clock. What time will you be home?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. I got to go home tonight.
Yeah. Are you home for dinner tonight or not?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's always home for dinner. Yeah. Unless it's a mixer.
Yeah.
So where is the quilt show at this year?
Okay, the quilt show, we're going to be back at the Chamber again.
Okay.
The last couple of shows we've had over at Desert Valley, but this year we're moving it back to the Chamber.
Okay.
We will be in the basement. Lower part of the chamber.
the lower part of the chamber.
We're going to have, we're hanging, well, we have 105 quilts put in for the show right now.
Oh my gosh.
So we're going to be hanging 105 quilts. We have 12 vendors coming. We're going to upstairs, in the upstairs portion, we're doing something different this year we've never done before, and we're offering a two-day quilting class.
Oh,
that people, cool. If they want to, they can sign up for. We've got everything from a very basic beginning quilt to a more advanced quilt. So if you want like a two-day, sort of like a two-day quilt retreat, you're welcome to go on to our website or our Facebook page, I'm sorry, Colorado River Quilters, and there will be an application and stuff there you can fill out, and it's $50 for the 2 days, and it goes from 9 till 4, both days of sewing, and we'll have people there to help new beginners. If you don't have a machine, we have some donated machines that people can just come, and the machines will be there, and we'll have our members up there helping people to get started and stuff.
Machines? I thought quilting was done by little needles.
No, most of us use our sewing machines now to make our quilt tops.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cheating.
No, that way they stay together better.
Yeah, but little old ladies used to do it with the little...
The quilting bees and
stuff.
Yeah,
the little balls and the, you know... Mm-hmm. I mean, we still see pictures of the little balls and the cats playing with them while they're trying to quilt.
Yep.
And
yeah, but about the only, I mean, we've got a few.
Now you're going to tell me you use AI.
No. We all sort of have our own designs and stuff. But, you know, we use our sewing machines to put it together. A lot of us, the binding that you put around the quilt, that we all do by hand and stuff.
Okay.
But most of it's.
Is this kind of competition to see who's got the prettiest, the brightest, the most decorative, or what?
It's really just for the people to see the different, I mean, quilts. You have everything from a small quilt to a huge king size. You have ones with applique on. You have ones that have embroidery on, all different designs and stuff. It's just to show the different types of quilts we have, and we have some fantastic quilters in this town that put out the most beautiful quilts you've ever seen. And so it's just for people to come and enjoy the art of quilting and stuff.
So now, how long does it take you to make a quilt?
A lot depends on the quilt. Like a baby quilt I can put out in a day or two. Sometimes, I'm not a good example, but I know a lot of ladies, you know, you've got probably 80 hours at least into a regular size quilt.
Okay.
And depending on how complicated it is, you can have over 100 hours into a quilt and stuff.
Whoa. And are they selling them that day too?
There will be quilts for sale if they want. Yes, we have a boutique there,
okay.
And some of the women that are hanging their quilts will have a
price tag on it.
Price tag that the ones that are hanging can be all sold. As far as judging quilts, you can put in a quilt if you want to be judged, and we have some very knowledgeable people in the quilting industry that'll be there judging the quilts.
Yeah, don't ask me to judge quilts.
No.
I can judge chili. Don't ask me to judge quilts.
Me either.
I would not have a clue where to. Oh, that was pretty.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that was prettier.
That's sort of the way I am. You know, it's like, oh, I really like that one and stuff. But no, we have three couple ladies own quilt stores themselves and stuff.
Good. So they would be experts.
They're very much, you know, experts in the field, and they will. We have, I think, 25 quilts that are going to be judged. And those will be awarded a first place in first, second, and third place ribbon, according to the judging.
Okay.
And then we're going to have a best of show. And what it is the guild members will be voting on which quilt they like the best, and it won't be one of the judged quilts.
It'll from be your membership.
From our membership,
oh,
yes.
Okay.
And we'll be given a
That's
little...
got to be quite the title.
It is. It's nice to receive and stuff.
How many are in your quilt
group? We have 60, I believe it was 68 members as of last Thursday when we had our
quilt. So if you chose the best out of 60, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very nice. It's a good, you know, and it's just in those quilts, the best of show is pretty much based on, you know, when your quilt is judged, they judge on how well it's sewn, how your binding's on, did you make your corners right, do your points come together. And so when a quilt's judged, they're very, very picky on that kind of stuff. On best of show, you look at it and go, that's a beautiful quilt. I love it. You don't look and go, oh, this point didn't come with this point.
You're looking for the best one that sparks your eye.
Exactly. You know, best of show is sort of more just like, you know, which one really hits you and which one stands out most in your mind and stuff.
Okay, so now what day is the two-day show?
The show is March 8th and 9th.
Okay.
And it goes from 9 to 4. And we're also going to have 3 food trucks there.
Oh.
So if people want to go out and have a little lunch and stuff, they're welcome to. We're going to have Kona Ice will be there, Drifting Bistro, and the Crepe Guy.
Okay. Drifting Bistro. I thought he sold his trailers.
A couple of weeks ago, he hadn't, but I heard he's going to be.
Oh, okay.
So
you may be his last event.
Maybe his last event. But I do know for sure the Crepe Guy in Kona Ice will definitely be there, and I'm going to be meeting with Drifting Bistro tonight, so I'll find out tonight for sure.
Double check with Robert.
I will.
I know he closed up his restaurant.
Yes, he closed up the restaurant.
I thought I saw something on Facebook that he was selling all of his trailers.
I have heard that, you know, he was closing down and stuff.
But he might not, you know, he might sell them in April or something.
Yeah.
You know, who knows?
Yeah. But we're going to have, you know, some food trucks there and stuff.
So the 8th and 9th at the Bullhead Chamber from 9 to 4 each day. And people have to pay to come in and look at them?
Yes, it's a $5 charge to get in.
Okay.
And we are a nonprofit, so we do give back to the community and stuff. Every year we like to make a substantial donation to the River Fund.
Oh, good.
That's where we make our big donation every year is to the River Fund and stuff.
You know, I just had Mike in here a few weeks ago, and the River Fund does so much in this town.
Oh, yes.
And they help people, not that are necessarily all destitute, but even just someone who's got a wife that's got cancer treatment and they got to run to Vegas twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
He gives them gas money, which, you know, if you got to go to Vegas twice a week for 6 months, that's a chunk of change.
Yeah. Exactly.
And so he's helping so many people, he and his group and his volunteers and staff and everybody. But, I mean, the River Fund in general is just magnificent.
Yes, it is. It's, you know, and so that's, you know, that's one, like I said, that's one of the ones we usually every year, we'll give at least a $2,000 donation and stuff.
Cool.
To them and, you know, when we have our quilt show. And that's so, you know, that's the thing what we make. We try to put back out into the community.
If Mike's listening, they'll call you soon.
Yeah, we usually have Mike come over and explain when we vote on giving the money, Mike usually comes over because we have so many new members that don't know what the River Fund really is, and he'll come over and explain it and everything so people are more aware of it.
Cool. I like it. All right, stick around. We're going to come right back. If you got a question, 234-343-1065.
Which we live in. Makes you give in and cry. Say, live and let.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
Perkins Restaurant and Bakery invites you to stop in and enjoy Comfort Classics. Chicken strips melt, the classic cheeseburger, or prime rib parmesan griller. Dinner plates include the steak and pepper skillet, a delicious country fried steak dinner, or the yummy prime rib dinner, plus your choice of over a dozen sides. Then top off your meal with a nice slice of chocolate French silk pie. Join My Perkins for specials and coupons. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Bullhead City.
Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Now available in some areas of Bullhead City and for Mojave. Sign up today. Visit TWNcom.com/Mojave. That's TWNcom.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095. Find a plan that's right for you and your family. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
An evening with legendary comedian Jeff Foxworthy.
But they have a rule in my neighborhood. If you walk your dog and your dog does his business in somebody else's yard, you need to get a little plastic bag, pick it up, and dispose of it. So you drive through my neighborhood and there's all these attractive women walking around with poo-poo purses.
Jeff Foxworthy Live.
Saturday, June 15th, the Edge Pavilion in Laughlin, Nevada. Book your room and show package today at AquariusCasinoResort.com.
Keep up with the progress in the county with the Economic Development Journal of Mojave County. For over two decades, the Economic Development Journal of Mojave County has been serving our communities, bringing you news and information. This monthly journal is complimentary and at local businesses throughout the area. For Mojave County coverage, advertise your business in the Economic Development Journal of Mojave County. Visit edjmojavecounty.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. Laughlin Mall. Not anymore. Live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. You know, sometimes I forget. And we're brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Would you like to enter the world of healthcare? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you and train you and get you that little certificate that says you're a certified nursing assistant, CNA. That's where it all starts. Yeah. And you get paid on the clock while you're learning all those and testing and everything else. How cool is that? You get a certificate from MCC and you don't have to go to MCC. Wow. That's pretty cool. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need some of those services or wants to enter the world of healthcare, write down this phone number, 928-763-1404, or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. East West Financial Services. Hey, retirement in 2024? Are you thinking about it? Well, East West Financial Services can help you with retirement planning, estate planning, principal protection, offices in Kingman and Bullhead City. Jack Mafar has been doing this for 30 years, 20 of it right here in Mojave County. Call him up. Sit down with him. He doesn't charge you by the hour. He's not an attorney. He doesn't charge you by the hour. He just says, come on in. Sit down. Let's talk. 928-888-9828. Call him up. Make an appointment. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Hey, bring your stress to Laughlin Ranch Golf Club Spa. Yeah. You know, sauna, steam room, nice relaxing massage. Relax and rejuvenation awaits you. That's right. That's how you leave there. Facial, full body treatment, pedicure, nails trimmed and shined. You know, gift cards are available. They have a couple suite too. Make your appointment now for the spa at Laughlin Ranch at LaughlinRanch.com. All right, we're back with our Barb Zarzicki and talking about the quilt show coming up in just a couple weeks.
Yep, 2 weeks from today will be our opening day. And we have a opportunity quilt that we raffle off every year.
Opportunity quilt.
Yeah, that's what we call it. It's
like half done or what?
No, it's all done. It's beautiful. Our theme this year is called Flutter and Soar, and doing butterflies and birds, basically. Ooh. And the quilt is absolutely gorgeous. A couple of our members designed it. and it has butterflies and birds on it, of course, and it has like a gazebo, and the butterflies and birds are flying around the gazebo and everything. Oh. It's just absolutely gorgeous. And so we have raffle tickets available at the show form, and they're $1 a piece or 6 for $5.
Now, when you talk about your quilt group, mm-hmm. I mean, some of them are probably nonstop quilters. I mean, they're quilting every day. Some of them are once a week or occasionally. But then I bet you've got some ladies in the group that put out a dozen a year.
Oh, yes. We have, you know, ladies that are quilting all the time. Like you said, we have some that every day they spend some time in their quilt room and stuff. We have other ladies, like you said, once in a while. I'm a once in a while quilter. It's like, okay, I've got some time, I can sit and sew today, but I unless I have a certain project I have to get done in a certain time, my projects, I've got one quilt I started about 2 years ago and I'm not quite finished with it yet.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, it's the type of thing, but the Quilt Guild, we have everybody from beginners to very, very advanced people. And we have people that do, a lot of people like to do a lot of handwork on their things like hand applique and things like that. And some of us don't care for doing the handwork, so we stick with the machines and stuff. Or if the arthritis is getting too bad as you get older, you stick with the machines.
Right.
And our guild, I mean, we have members that have been in the guild for 30 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then... if somebody shows up and they've got a, you know, an issue at one of your meetings, will somebody else say, come here, let me show you how to fix that?
Yeah, if you've got a problem. And we have workshops, the guild has workshops on the second Thursday of every month. Our guild meeting is the third Thursday of every month for our regular guild meeting. And then we'll have workshops that we're making, we'll have somebody come in and show us how to make a new table runner or something.
Oh.
Or on the workshops, if you don't want to make what's planned for the workshop, you can just bring in any project you're working on. And we just sit around and sew, and somebody comes up and talks to you, and you'll say to somebody, I'm not sure how to put this together, and somebody's always there that can help you and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
And then in July, we do a 3-day retreat. And which that's always a lot of fun. There's usually about 20, 25 of us ladies. And we do the retreat and we just walk around and enjoy everybody's company and just have a lot of fun and a lot of help. And you'll find with quilters, no matter where, when you go to a quilt show, a quilt retreat, a quilt meeting, when people walk out, they are just, you just feel so good.
Good.
Everybody with quilters, yeah, were always upbeat.
They're all upbeat. Caller, yes. Did you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. I was wanted to email to apply for that sewing or the quilting class.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Can you repeat that, please?
Okay. You can email to.
Is it on there?
Yeah. I don't have my glasses, so see if Larry's
going to read. She's going to give it to me to read here.
It says email.
And there is an email, and it's corriverquilters@gmail.com.
corriverquilters@gmail.com?
Right. So CO mean Colorado.
Yeah.
River.
Yeah.
Quilters@gmail.com.
Or you can go on the Facebook at Colorado River Quilters, and you can find the application there, too.
I don't have Facebook.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, just do the email, and the class is going to be great. They've got 4 different patterns you can choose from, so when you sign up, they'll send you the information and send you the patterns, and then you choose which pattern you want to do. And they'll send the requirements of what type of material and stuff you have to buy, too, for it.
Perfect. So because you've got the beginner one, is there a limited amount of that you're signing up?
Yes, we're staying at, I think it's between 20 and 25. The room is large enough that we can put 25 ladies in there very comfortably. And so that's what we're going to be – we're looking for 25, but right now we have like 12 signed up for it. And so we're going to have a lot of people there to help and stuff. So if you're a beginner, we'll have somebody there even showing you how to cut the material – and Perfect. Everything. And like I said, we will have loaner sewing machines, so you don't have to bring your own sewing machine if you don't have one or you don't want to. And then we'll have many of our Quilt Guild members will be up there helping, you know, any to help you. And the beginner quilt it's a really pretty quilt, and it's really easy to do.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're
All
welcome.
Right. Thanks for the call. All right. Barb, we're up to date.
Yes.
How cool. All right. Thank you for the call. And anybody else, if you want to get involved, coriverquilters@gmail.com or on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. Stick around. We're going to come right back. And Western Arizona Regional Medical Center will be sitting in the studio with you for the next half hour.
You should have seen me with a poker man. I had a honey and a pair of grand. Just in a naked.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in, catering, or to go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's Meal Prep Solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com.
Mojave Electric continues to support education with $18,200 classroom grants for educators to purchase materials, equipment, or supplies for special school projects. Submissions are now being accepted for teachers at schools in MEC service territory until March 15, 2024. Applications are available on www.mojaveelectric.com or at Member Service Office at 928 Hancock Road. Apply today. It's more than an apple, it's financial support.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
We're giving locals the edge you deserve every Tuesday and Sunday at Aquarius and Edgewater Casinos and Resorts. Locals receive 20% off at restaurants, $3 drafts at any casino bar, a free blue pack bingo bonus, hot seat drawings, discounts to our all-new LA Comedy Club, and more. Plus, your very own Locals Edge True Rewards card. Get the Locals Edge Vantage. Visit us online at localsedgelaughlin.com for more information and get your card today.
You can hear KMTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via transmitter K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KMTR talk at KJJJ HD2. Go to KMTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KMTR Talk, the voice of the free.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Yes, Mojave Electric Cooperative, along with Arizona Electric Cooperative, Power Cooperative, which is a state organization, okay? They need your help with a full understanding of the proposed Mojave Electric, Mojave Energy Park. Yes, okay. Now, the generation and transmission of reliable power, affordable electricity, is still in the planning phase. So you can learn all the up-to-date information and facts by going to the Arizona Electric Powers Cooperative project-specific website. So it's just for this project in Mojave County, in Fort Mojave, and it's MojaveEnergyPark.com. Mojave Mortgage. Hey, is it time for you to purchase a new home in 2024? Well, why don't you call Chad Hansen? He's got the money. You know, if you want to buy a mobile home, maybe you want to buy a nice home. Maybe you want to get out of a rental that you're in and have a nice house and be able to hang your pictures and make your payment, and it's yours. Well, call Chad. He's got plenty of money. He's got a vault underneath his desk the size of the Pentagon. Yeah. Call him up at 928-288-2691. You go in, you sit down with him. You say, hey, we want to buy this house. You say, okay, great. Well, how much money do you need? And you tell him, oh, we need $375,000. Okay. So he gives you a couple sheets of paper to fill out. And the next thing you know, he disappears. He gets you $375,000 out of a vault, puts it on a big silver platter, and brings it up and hands it to you. He goes, here you go. That's how easy it is. Almost. Maybe not. Call him. Get some of Chad's money. 928-288-2691. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Stop in and enjoy Comfort Classic Menu. I was there yesterday. Yeah, for lunch. And you can have chicken strips melt, or a classic cheeseburger, or prime rib parmesan, or dinner sides. I mean, you got a dozen sides to choose from. You get two, I think. You can always maybe sneak in another one if you had to. Steak and peppers, country fried steak, prime rib. I had my famous, their famous, Mag 7, Magnificent 7 yesterday. Yeah, that's a breakfast deal. It doesn't come with chocolate for silk pie, but it's fun. Now in the studio, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. How's Gina?
Doing great. Thank you. Excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
You bet. And you brought your new little, holy cow, physician directory?
I did. Yep.
Put the microphone right in front of your mouth.
Oh.
So everyone has to hear you.
Okay.
There
how's
we
that?
Go. Good.
Can you guys hear me out there?
Yeah, they can now.
Okay.
Holy cow, you're adding doctors left and right.
We have lots of physicians at WormSea these days. And yes, you know, our CEO, Brent Parsons, he's celebrated his second anniversary, I think, here with us. And he is very great at recruiting new physicians.
He's kind of made it his goal.
He really has. When he got here about 2 years ago, he was shocked at how hard it was to get an appointment with a physician anywhere in town for anything.
Right.
And accused us of being a desert, a medical desert out here. And so he went right
to work.
And
you guys all said, welcome to our desert.
Yes, we did. We've got a couple of new primary care physicians that are they are internal medicine physicians, Dr. Verk and Dr. Seacon. They're working up at Western Arizona Family Practice on the Parkway.
Okay.
Super nice. They're a couple, actually, and they've been there a few months and finally have all the insurances in place, so they're seeing patients, and it's not even terribly hard to get in with them.
Oh, good.
That's up at Western Arizona Family Practice. It's 928-763-9290 to get an appointment there. But
you can always call WormSea and they'll transfer you.
They sure will. Yeah. Yep.
Claudia will say, that. What'd you need?
Mm-hmm. She's
you'll
very,
say, I need
very
one of those
helpful
practitioners that I can come see with a foot ache or whatever, and arm ache or shoulder ache, and boom, get you right in.
Very, very good. She is, yes.
Cool. And speaking of foot ache, you got Dr. Hook, who's been here how many years?
Oh, maybe 5 years now, Dr. Hook. He's been here quite a while. And
he's my foot guy.
He's a great foot guy. I love Dr. Hook. He is a great at bone and ankle. Yep, I had one of my grandsons that got hurt playing baseball, and boy, it was so comforting to be able to get in with him and be able to have him diagnose him and put him in a boot.
And he's real gentle. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he talks kind of soft, and I can see where kids probably just love him.
Yeah, he's very, very kind, quiet, meticulous gentleman. Yes, he is.
He's the type of guy that you know when he went through college, he aced everything.
You just know.
You just know it because of the way his mannerisms and his quiet, you know. Not if Dr. Benazee's listening, I'm sure you aced all yours too when you retired 2 days ago, but because he was everything but quiet.
Gosh, he sure was.
Yeah, so he's retired now.
I was just writing on Dr. Benazee's Facebook this morning, thanking him for his years, you know, so grateful for he and his wife to have chosen Bullhead City to make their home and make his practice for all those years. You don't see those kind of doctors anymore.
He's just a lousy negotiator. Because he can't negotiate for his son to come back to Bullhead City.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I told him that one time. So when he was still down on 95, I said, so would your son come back and take over this practice? And he goes, no, my son's in San Diego. And I said, so you're a crummy negotiator? So, yeah, but his son doesn't want to come back to Bullhead. He's in San Diego.
Yeah. That'd be hard to trade.
That would be hard to leave. Yes. Oh, yeah. Gosh.
I think he's working in Loma Linda, so okay.
Oh,
then.
Yeah. It's even nicer there.
Yes, okay. So.
But you got a full page here of doctors.
I reduced it for you, so it's two full pages of doctors, actually.
Holy
yes.
cow. Yeah.
Yep. Orthopedic, Dr. Weaver, wound care. Teresa Gentry, we have now 2, 4, well, this shows 6, 5, but there's 6 primary care practitioners, 3 nurse practitioners, and 4 nurse practitioners, and then Dr. Burke and Dr. Seacon.
Okay.
2 cardiologists on this list, and we have 4 that are on call at the hospital, so that gives us a full 24 hours every day of the year.
And that's the important part, mm-hmm. especially because you never know when you're going to have a heart issue.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't know what time of the day mm-hmm. it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And the big stent thing, if you need that stent, and our friend Norm just got another stent. It was back in there.
I did not know.
Yeah, it was back in there last week. I called Carol, how's he doing? She goes, well, he had another heart attack. He's back in warm sea. I said, why do you say this like he got a Hershey bar at Maverick, you know? I said, what do you mean he had another heart attack? She goes, yeah, they put another stent in. And then I was talking to her yesterday, and she goes, he's home, but he doesn't really want to see anybody yet. And I said, okay, well, you know, when he's ready. And so you just get a stent and go home.
It is amazing, the heart care these days. It is, you know, used to be if you had a heart attack, we all put our hands on our forehead, went, oh no.
Start praying, yeah.
Yes, and these days they have heart care down to a science, literally. So,
and you guys have a full heart center.
We do, and as a matter of fact, while we're talking about that, we're getting ready for our open house next Tuesday.
Okay.
At the Heart Center. We try to do this every year. And so Tuesday we'll have from 9 to noon, we'll start in the bistro, and we'll do some testing for you, free testing, your cholesterol testing, the lipid panel. I want you to come fasting and get your blood test done, and we'll take your blood pressure, and then we have a beautiful full array of heart healthy food, and I'm putting up my quote.
Heart healthy?
Well, maybe, pretty much. Yeah, kind of, but it'll be really great food.
They have an apple and an orange.
Nope.
You get to pick which one.
No, nope, that's not that. It. I don't know. Last time we had a full shrimp bar, so I don't know.
Ooh.
I'm not promising that. I haven't seen the menu, but I know it'll be good.
Terry, what are you doing up there in the kitchen?
Yep, so we will have that, and then you can go into that cath lab. And we'll show you every step how that works if you are having a heart attack or any heart issue, it works. We'll show you what those pacemakers look like on the outside, you know how they work. We have a balloon pump that pumps blood for you when your heart needs to rest, when it's had a heart attack or some other extraordinary stress, and we need to put it on a pause for a little while. We have a couple of different kinds of heart pumps that will pump for you, and
my wife didn't tell me till after I had my open heart surgery that while I was having the open heart surgery and they were sealing off my little aneurysm, that a machine was running my heart.
Yeah.
I said, I'm glad you waited till afterwards to tell me that. So what if the power had gone out or something, you know?
They've got all that under control. They're not going to let anything stop you.
I know.
From that,
you got those special plugs that don't go down and
right.
stuff. But it's still, you know, as a patient, it's something you would think about.
Yes.
So now's a good time to come in and see all that because you never know when you're going to
have. So cool. Have you ever seen a stent?
No.
Have you ever looked at one? It's a tiny little thing about the size of a pin. You know,
little needle or
mm-hmm.
something. Wow.
And pretty neat. And show you how they work and how they balloon up. And, all the devices will be there. And lots of people from different
I just want to see the camera that they run up inside your veins and stuff.
Yep.
You know? How small is that?
Have that. The camera's tiny and the screen is a big one. Great big screen. So that tiny little They have a special device that measures the inside of your veins.
How wide they are, how
yep.
big?
Mm-hmm.
Look
so
what
they
the circumference of my vein is?
Yes, so they know for sure that they will be able to run that camera through that particular vein, that it will be successful.
Jeepers.
Yep, pretty great. So please come and see those things, and you will end at our cardiac rehab department, which is also a pretty amazing thing, you know.
Downstairs in the basement?
Yep, to know it is in the basement, and those ladies down there work so gently to get hearts stronger.
How I know.
Yes.
I went through there.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, and I brought them heart-healthy food when I was done.
Oh?
It was in October.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Walmart and bought them a 350-piece bag of chocolate and took it to them.
Well, if it was dark chocolate, that's helpful.
Oh, I'm sure there was one or two in there.
In moderation.
Yeah. I told them the week before, I said, I'm done. And they go, what do you mean you're done? I said, well, I just walked 4 miles on that treadmill looking at this face in that mirror, and I'm not doing that again. And they said, well, you're going to go see Dr. Afifi tomorrow, so let him decide. So I said, well, print out my first week and my last week. So I've been there 10 visits, mm-hmm. three times a week. And so they printed it out. I took it to Dr. Afifi, and he looked at it, and he goes, you walked 4 miles yesterday? I said, yes, sir. He goes, I wish I could walk 4 miles. I said, there you go. I'm done. So I came back and went to Walmart and bought them a 350-piece bag of chocolate.
For our senior circle, which has a monthly lunch and learn, Lisa Duke from the rehab center was there on Wednesday to talk about the rehab, and she had some great stories, success stories, of people that started out being able to walk 30 to 45 seconds on the treadmill before they couldn't do anymore.
Right.
And there was a gentleman that has made amazing progress from his 45 seconds up to lots of miles, lost 50 pounds, his heart is strong again, which feels like, you know, she was talking about in the old days, we would think, oh, you had a heart attack, now rest. You have to lay down flat and not do anything for weeks or months. And now we want to get you up and getting and exercising that heart right away and making it stronger, not weaker.
Right.
Know? So,
well, and pretty great. And in his case, losing 50 pounds, that's the best thing for your heart.
Amazing.
That's the best thing for your heart.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to go visit that gentleman and write a story, so look for that story to come out.
And you should, because people need to understand that when you have a heart attack, it's not the end.
That's right.
It's not the end anymore.
That's exactly right.
There's too many things today that modern medicine and technology can do.
Yep.
And bring you back. Look at my buddy Norm.
Yes.
You know, he's had two heart attacks in the last couple of months. Yes. He's been in your hospital twice. And now he's back home.
Yes.
So it's not the end. And I don't know, Norm's probably in his late 70s. Guessing. No, higher than that, you think?
Higher than that, yep.
Early 80s?
I think he is.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you might be right, because Carol said that their daughter's been here for a month and she's 62. So if the daughter's 62, he's probably maybe 82. We'll give him a break. He was a young stud. We'll call him 82.
No, he's more than 70.
Yeah, okay. So, and he's been there twice and got stents both times and he's back home.
Yep.
So, you know, it's not the end of the world.
It's pretty amazing. I'm pretty happy about that.
What is Jars of Love?
Well, that is an initiative. This is our second year as a hospital-wide initiative to fight hunger. We are collecting jars of peanut butter. And last year, we just did it within the hospital, within our employees.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, we want to go reach out to the community and see if you would like to help us. This is a drive for our three food banks in the area. I don't know. We gathered about 1,000 jars last year, I think.
Wow.
Made that number up, but I'm thinking it was a lot of peanut butter to haul out. And we shared it between the Colorado River Food Bank, the food bank here in Bullhead City, whose name I can't remember at this moment. Help me remember.
Oh, it's down the church. Is that Praise Chapel?
Yes. I can't remember. I will before we're done. Maybe somebody will call in and remind us. And then in the Needles, they have theirs.
234-343-1065. St.
Vincent de Paul. So we're raising collecting peanut butter. It's a drive for any nut butters because some people do have allergies.
Right.
Peanut butter is has a high nutritional value and has lots of protein, and it has a long, stable shelf life.
My wife gives our dogs peanut butter every day.
There you go.
See, our dogs.
And your wife is a good intensive care nurse, so she knows.
She is. So, yeah. Because I'm like, why do I smell peanut butter? So I give it to the dogs. The dogs?
Yes.
But like you said, it's got all the nutrients and all the good stuff in it.
Easy to keep without refrigeration. Good to share with a wide variety of demographics, people who don't have a home. Don't have a refrigerant, they can still keep peanut butter. Great for children who are victims of some situations. They can get their nutrition like that. So help us collect a ton of peanut butter. We want to well outdo last year.
Yeah. Well, and it also goes pretty good with jelly on a piece of bread.
That's not bad.
I had a lot of them when I was a kid.
Yes.
Now, what is Heat Leap Into Heart Health?
That is our open house. That's the name of it. This is Leap Year. You remember that February, we have this one extra day this month. One extra day to get healthy and get your heart healthy. So we're doing
only
this.
Somebody from a hospital would look at that. One extra day is a day to get healthy.
We're doing this on the 27th, but it's a reminder that it is leap year and that you can leap right into your heart health by coming to the open house, learning lots of things about keeping your heart healthy.
And what part's going to be open?
So I'm going to go back for a minute. It is February 27th, which is next Tuesday,
right,
from 9 to noon. So the Heart Center will be open 9 to noon for you to view, to take a tour. We'll have our heart catheterization nurses that give the tours, and we'll show all the devices. We'll do your blood testing for you and do your blood pressure, and then give you some really great refreshments. So
very similar to what you're going to do when people can come in to the bistro and start in
this
there.
This is that. Open house, the Heart Center open house.
Oh, okay, perfect.
And I named it Leap Into Heart Health because I wanted you to remember it's leap year.
Just in case that week you forgot there's an extra day.
Yeah.
So Monday, Tuesday, ump day, then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday or something. Have an extra day in the leap day.
Yep, that's right.
Okay,
this
is the time when they can come in there next Tuesday from 9 to noon. And it takes about 30 minutes. Get a little checkup, mm-hmm. free checkup.
Free.
Blood test. Mm-hmm. But like you said, you do want to fast the night before.
If you're taking the blood test, yep, don't eat breakfast. Come in on an empty stomach, and we'll do that test, and then we'll give you a cup of coffee and some good stuff. Yep,
good.
That's correct.
Heart-healthy food.
Yes.
From Warm Sea.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We'll have some demonstrations.
I like it. Let's take a break, our last one of the day. Coming up soon, Mr. Sean Hannity will be in your ears after the top of the hour. Tomorrow, or Monday on the program, Mojave County Sheriff Doug Schuster will be here. And then on Paul Lavoie's Speak Out from Lake Havasu City. Well, it's actually Speak Out 2 Point City with Paul Lavoie. Will be Buster Johnson. It's a whole Mojave County Monday. So the sheriff and Buster Johnson tune in on Monday. Starting at 11 o'clock for Speak Out and noon for me.
Stuck inside these four walls.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet and child-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today, 928-758-5499. Barron's, 758-5499. Barron's Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
The spa at Laughlin Ranch wants to spoil your wife for Valentine's Day, the whole month of February. Organic chocolate truffle body scrub. a chocolate-dipped strawberry facial, maybe a chocolate mousse foot mask and massage. There's a couple suite available also. The spa at Laughlin Ranch, 754-4050. Guys, show your love. Join her. Call the spa at Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, 754-4050. 754-4050.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara at East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years' experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
I'm Tyler Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
The Mojave Community College Booster Club is helping to bring collegiate sports programs to our Mojave County Community College campuses. The first sport will be men's and women's soccer. The MCC Booster Club is in a campaign to raise funds to make this possible. We are in the final stretch of the drive. The annual fundraising golf tournaments in Lake Havasu, Kingman, and Bullhead City are upon us. Our hope is these tournaments will put us over our financial commitment to help bring sports to our local MCC campuses. The Booster Club is currently in need of corporate sponsors and can only reach our goal with our community's support. To find out about the different levels of sponsorships and benefits included, please contact Gary Reynolds at 928-716-8182. That's 928-716-8182 for more information. Thank you for supporting the MCC Booster Club's endeavor to bring college sports to our communities. The Mojave Community College Booster Club is a 501c3 entity.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Kim Perella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by TWN Communications. Elevate your online experience with 100% fiber digital internet. It's like we have it right here in the studio. It's fiber. It's reliable. It's fast. It doesn't break down. You can get it too. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave. There's 22,000 connections out there right now. You might have it in your front yard or backyard and you don't even know it. Check it out. TWNcom.com/Mojave. ProFit Kitchens. Ah, yes. Open in Kingman now. You can get the same healthy food as in Bullhead City. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and then there's pressed juices and there's smoothies and protein shakes. You can dine in or carry out, and if you order on the web, you just pick it up. Take it with you. Yeah. You can get your whole lunch for the whole week if you want. Go to ProFit Kitchen, that's KITCHIN.com. Barron Services, professional team for fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial. Professional team for pest solutions, home or commercial. No business or home too small or too big. If you need an alarm system or pest solutions, call Barron Services. Quality, experience, and family, 928-758-5499. All right, we're back with Gina Morga from Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Let's talk Senior Circle.
Yes, one of my favorite subjects in the whole wide world, Senior Circle, an educational outreach program through the hospital for our area seniors, and we have about 2,000 local seniors that belong to Senior Circle.
2,000?
Yep, yes, we do. And
by the way, if the fire department's looking, they don't all show up at one time.
That's correct. That's true. We don't, and we have to work hard to have move around so that
stagger the events.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But we haven't been almost every day of the week. Well, we do have them every day of the week, actually. And from exercise, we have a couple of exercise classes, a yoga.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.